This is Tejano Gold.
Hola, ¿qué tal? Welcome back. Estás escuchando a Tejano Gold Countdown. This is where you're going to hear only the best Tejano music being aired around the world by our affiliate family, some of the best Tejano and regional Mexican radio stations across the USA. Mi nombre es Woody Treviño, and the Top 20 Countdown is brought to you by your friends at L&F Distributors, Anheuser-Busch, and Budweiser and Bud Light. Now, let's get back to the countdown.
Number 13.
Dropping to number 13 on Tejano Gold Countdown, we've got Stevie D with his latest single, Un Nuevo Amor, produced by Freddy Records. This week, number 13 on Tejano Gold Countdown.
Aquí y diciendo que me amas a mí y buscándome los labios me preguntas que sí te amo a ti, pero no, no te voy a contestar ni lo voy a intentar porque sabes que no puedo mentir. Pero al fin no tiene caso que te diga que sí o que no. Porque llegaste tarde, mi amor, llegaste un poco tarde, mi amor. No volverás a lastimarme y mucho menos a engañarme. Porque yo te me pone condiciones, no, ella no es igual, no es igual que tú. Ya se acabó, pero no, no te voy a contestar, ni lo voy a intentar, porque sabes que no puedo mentir, pero al fin no tiene caso que te diga que sí o que no. Porque llegaste tarde, mi amor, menos a engañarme, porque yo tengo un nuevo amor y no me pone condiciones, no, ella no es igual, no es igual que tú.
Tejano Gold Countdown going strong still at number 13, Un Nuevo Amor by Stevie D.
Vagaba yo por
Tejano Gold Countdown, song number 12 on the national charts, Tú y Yo by Mr. and Mrs. J and Roxy Perez. It's my pleasure today to talk with a fresh new voice in the Tejano music industry from New Braunfels, Texas, Brooke T. For folks out there to better understand who Brooke T is, we'd like to know about your culture and how much exposure into your culture you've had. Can you tell me about that?
Of course. My father is white, he's Anglo, and my mom is Mexican. So when I was little, you know, I would constantly go over to my grandparents on my mom's side. You know, have the classic, the meals, and we would watch the classic movies and novelas and all this other stuff. And being introduced to that culture and taking it in didn't really hit me until I started singing mariachi music. I would do these competitions and I would hear other singers and all this other stuff. But when I heard the mariachi group, instant fell in love. I was like, I need to do this and I need to do this. I want to start my own group. I was so involved and in love with the Mexican culture.
It's amazing. And thanks to her love for mariachi music, her producer, Abraham Quintanilla, included some classic mariachi songs in her debut album titled Clásico. We'll be back with more of Brooke T later in the show. But right now, let's get back to the countdown.
Number 11.
Moving down to number 11, we've got Jennifer Peña featuring Obi Bermudez with her latest single, Antes, la número 11 on Tejano Gold Countdown.
Jamás imaginé que llegara este día donde apostaría yo toda mi vida. Por amarte y por hablarte otra vez.
Pero qué diablos, ya perdí todo mi tiempo y por mis errores ahora estoy sufriendo. Quisiera regresar,
pero antes de andar y salir de tu vida y andar solo.
Sonarte. Tan segura de tenerte.
Pero ves mi vida que no fue así. Pero antes de andar y salir de tu vida y andar solo,
quisiera llorar
y sacarme de adentro tus besos.
Gold Countdown, Antes by Jennifer Peña featuring Obi Bermudez, song number 11 on the national charts. Now let's get the latest on what's happening in La Onda from TejanoNation.net. Here's Romeo.
Thanks, Rudy. Here's what's trending at TejanoNation.net. Tejano music legend Joe Bravo passed away on Monday night. His family confirms Bravo's daughter, Lisa Dorantes, shared the sad news via social media. She said in part, quote, "My dad has gained his wings and is singing with the angels. I'm still in a fog and can't believe this is happening. I know he was loved by many and will be missed by all, but he's now able to rest in paradise," end quote. Joe Bravo was able to give his fans one last show back in November in San Antonio that featured other legends including Freddie Martinez, Sonny Ozuna, and more. Joe Bravo's career spanned more than 60 years, recording classics like It's Okay and I Apologize, eventually transitioning to Chicano and Tejano music with many hit albums and classic songs. Joe Bravo spoke about his career in one of his last interviews with the MCR podcast.
I did my part. I've recorded so many songs on the road so many years. I mean, I loved it because that's my passion, making people happy. I went out there to do my thing and try to satisfy toda la gente. And I think I did a pretty good job of it, and I'm proud of what I did.
Tejano music has lost another legend. Get more details on the amazing career of Joe Bravo at the TejanoNation.net. Back to you, Rudy.
Thanks, Romeo. We'll check back with you in the next hour.
Hey, before we go to break, time now for a quick review of our Tejano trivia quiz in case you missed it at the start of the show. We've got the answer coming up later in the show, but here it is again. This pioneer of Tejano music became the lead vocalist for the Fabulous Sunglows when Sonny Ozuna left the nationally acclaimed group to start his own band. Since then, and always with the support and expertise of top Tejano music industry leaders like Manny Guerra, this Tejano's career blossomed into a story of success, complete with loyal fans that set his career into overdrive. Most recently, he joined Powerhouse Productions and Robert Dorantes for a second album with the big band sound of Aviso. Can you name this important legend who eventually transitioned from Chicano to Tejano and rock by recording many iconic albums throughout his successful career? You know who I'm talking about. We've got the answer coming up later in the show. More Tejano Gold Countdown is on the way. No le cambies.
Tejano Gold.
Has entrenado para esto todo el año. Horas y horas de cardio, equilibrio y muchas pesas. Y ahora estás preparado. Preparado para la carrera de vuelta a tu asiento después de ir por algo refrescante. Pasando las filas, los fans perdidos y a la mascota de tu equipo que siempre quiere bailar. Todo esto sin derramar una gota de tu Bud Light bien fría. A tu salud, fan de los deportes. Que disfrutes el juego.